Thanks for joining us on the JX Today. Item one is the deed to your property. There's a chance there's wording in that deed spelling out who cannot buy or live in the home. The restrictions against Black people, people of Asian descent, or anybody else are all illegal now. But those laws coming off the books did not mean the language came out of the property deeds. Oregon law in effect at the start of this year makes it easier to get racist language removed from property deeds. Garrett Kepping is a Lake Oswego homeowner who worked for years to get his deed rewritten. Welcome, Garrett.
Thank you.
Yeah, Catherine McMullen is with us as well, the Clackamas County Clerk, whose office is the repository for Garrett's deed. Both pushed for the change in Oregon law. Welcome, Catherine.
Good morning. Thank you.
So, Garrett, you bought your house with your wife, Elizabeth Zeller, in 2018. You really read the documents, don't you?
Yeah, well, I'm a history teacher, and so I know that often some of these documents can contain that language that most people wouldn't note as they, you know, sign the piles and piles of documents that go when you buy a house. So I was specifically looking for it, and sure enough, it was there.
Now, there are probably lots of deeds with these in any urban area, but had you ever seen a racist covenant before?
Academically, yeah, they had been struck down as unenforceable in a, I believe, 1948 decision, but the language still remained in the documents, so they were unenforceable, but the documents still contained the language.
What did yours say? Who was singled out by your deed?
African Americans, Chinese, and Japanese were the groups specifically named.
Mm-hmm. And so I can imagine, yeah, we don't want this attached to our house, but what did you find when you looked into getting that language removed?
There had been a state law passed in 2018, and so we had heard about that law, and in 2020, we had started the process of trying to get that removed, and that ended up being quite a process. I had to learn how to write a legal pleading. We had to exchange a lot of phone calls. It was quite a process, and even then, at the end of the process, the language didn't actually get removed. They just added a piece of paper to the file saying that language had been removed, but the language wasn't removed. It was still in the file.
Okay, so instead of a new deed, there was going to be the old deed with a note saying, oh, that section doesn't count anymore?
Exactly right, yeah.
Oh, wow. So as we understand this, Catherine McMullen, we talked about the bill passed earlier. What did that bill lack that this later bill, the more recent one, House Bill 3294, make up for?
Yeah, so as the elected county clerk and being a constitutional office, one of my roles is to hold the official permanent record for all real property transactions, as well as record those property transactions. And so this change to the law with House Bill 3294 allowed us to better serve each member of our public with dignity and respect, and actually create a path where the offending language could be redacted from the deed, and then it could be removed from the chain of title. So it wasn't part of the chain of title documentation used to record previous transfers of ownership.
I understand you talked this issue up while running for county clerk in 2022.
I did. Yeah, it is important that we have a path forward so that we can dismantle the racism and racially restrictive language that was very much instituted by the government in a technical and systemic process, but be able to dismantle that and also acknowledge the history. So we're able to not stop our story with having this language in our deeds and in our property records here in Oregon, but be able to continue the story and work with a group effort through state, local government, and engaged citizens to remove the language from deeds.
I had not considered until I was reading into this issue the complexity of changing deed language. I mean, how are older deeds like Garrett's stored?
So they are stored either on microfiche or digitally through electronic records. And so specifically, Garrett and Elizabeth's deed is in microfiche from the 1920s. And so we, you know, recorded the court order ordering the redaction of the language, the deed with the language redacted, and then removed the microfilm from public access so that it's no longer part of that chain of title.
It sounds like a fairly complicated process on your end.
It is, but I think that often government processes are complicated and technical, especially when you're wanting to keep the history of a property for all time, as we're charged to do with.
We are talking about deeds and racist language that is still contained in property deeds, and the fact that even though the deed restrictions are no longer enforceable or on the books. The fact is that the language still remains on many deeds, as Garrett Kepping in Lake Oswego found out. He is the homeowner who has been pushing for House Bill 3294, which passed in the legislature in 2023, took effect at the beginning of this year. Catherine McMullen is the Clackamas County Clerk, which is, of course, in charge of, who is in charge of holding the deed to Garrett's home. Got any questions for us or offerings to share about this issue? Join us by email on the exchange, jx@jeffnet.org. So complicated enough. We've established that pretty well, Garrett, but I gather the Clackamas County Clerk pre-Catherine was not terribly helpful or encouraging?
I didn't get a lot of emails or phone calls returned.
Mm-hmm. All right. So at what point did you begin to turn to legislators, or did they come to you?
When we started getting, we did end up eventually getting a little bit more direct responses, and it became clear that the law passed in 2018 only added the piece of paper, and that wasn't adequate, right? The language was still there, and you know, I'm a history teacher, so I believe in maintaining a historical record, but the difference is with these real estate documents is you're signing them, you're agreeing to them. So even if, you know, these restrictive covenants, these racist language is not legally enforceable, I'm still affixing my name to it. And so that just really gnawed at me. And so that's why I contacted, you know, kind of the classic story. I contacted my local legislature, and Daniel Wynn took it on as his first law as a freshman legislator. And the legislative process, you know, did very well, is quite efficient, and the law was passed.
And so here we are with House Bill 3294 in effect at the beginning of this year. But, and Catherine McMullen, I have to say, it seems like there's a lot of, wait, there's more in this story. So many steps to go through. Now, with this bill, the correct remedies appear to be in place, but I see some of the law does not go into effect until January 1st of 2025.
Yeah, so the Department of Justice doesn't have to create almost a template for how property owners can move through the process until January 1st of 2025. But of course, the Zellers and Garrett, you know, we're not going to wait for that, and we were happy to move forward without that template. And so starting with the work they had done in the court in 2020, we were able to see, okay, what do we need following this new law to move things forward so we can get this achieved well before the beginning of next year.
As we mentioned, you had run on this in the election of 2022, took office in early 2023. This law hadn't been passed yet, 3294. So did you kind of hit a wall yourself in what you were able to do?
So not necessarily a wall, but just trying to work through the process. And so whenever the law did go into effect in January of this year, Elizabeth reached out to us even before it took effect, and we were able to create a policy and procedure in our office so that we could do this correctly and learn through this first redaction, because it is our hope that we will be helping many more homeowners with the redaction of racist language from their property deeds.
So help us understand the deed actually for Garrett and Elizabeth's property gets rewritten, and that resides where?
So the deed itself is redacted by the judge, mm-hmm. and then we record that court order and the redacted deed, and that becomes part of the electronic record or the chain of title documentation instead of the original unredacted deed. So we're not writing a whole new deed, but mm-hmm. we're redacting the racist and discriminatory language from it.
The black bars across the lines that are mm-hmm. offending. Yeah, that whole thing. All right. So what happens to the old deed then?
So the old deed is kept separately, and it's not available to the public.
So, but it's still in your
still
archives?
Kept separate.
In Clackamas County?
Yeah, it's kept separately in our archives.
Mm-hmm. All right, we're talking about racist language and property deeds and state of Oregon law that now makes it a somewhat easier process to get that racist language removed from your deeds, a process that Garrett Kepping and his wife Elizabeth Zeller went through in Lake Oswego. We have Garrett here. We have Catherine McMullen, the Clackamas County Clerk, here as well. Garrett, it took until February 27th of this year, is that right?
Yeah.
So what happened?
Oh, we had to get the law passed. Once the law was passed, you know, law has to go into effect. You know, so the, and then the, We had to all sit down with Ms. McMullen and sort of look at, okay, what's the process for doing this? And, you know, then we realized we actually had to go back to the original judge, Judge Ann Aiken, to get her to do the redaction. And so we traveled, you know, across town to do that. So it was just, you know, it's just going through a process for the first time. And, you know, bureaucracies are rule-bound creatures, and that's good. So we just had to figure out what are the rules and figure out how to do that. So, you know, I'm actually a history teacher. My students were sort of amazed that this took 4 years to do. But I thought actually it went fairly quickly in terms of all the process. You know, when you're changing law in the way that our government does things, you want to make sure you get it right. And I think the process, once we got the law passed, was really quite thoughtful.
You know, one of my questions was, you must have shared this with your students, and clearly you did.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And so it must have been quite an odyssey. I mean, you probably had some students who graduated before the resolution to this.
Yeah, they've been hearing about that it finally got passed. So I've been getting some lovely emails and stuff. So yeah, it's been a nice sort of you know, an example to use for how the legislative process works, or how you know bureaucratic interpretation works and that kind of thing. So it's been sort of a learning process for both me and my students as we've done this.
This is a pretty good-sized seam to get through, I would think, to be able to explore things like redlining and discrimination and institutional racism.
Yeah, it's there's a lot of elements that go into this. So whether it's institutional, you know, the role of the courts, whether it's how law gets passed, or exactly the history you're talking about, you know, the history of racial discrimination in Oregon. There's a lot of components and a lot of elements to this story.
So what exists on record now is still your signature on the deed with the redactions in it. Did you have to sign some other documents from the court to order that redaction and all that?
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So there was some additional documents to be given to the judge, and then the judge did the redaction, and then we then took that document and filed it with the recorder's office.
And now, so Catherine, based on their process, how much time and expense might it take for people to follow the lead of Garrett and Elizabeth?
Yeah, so I'm not sure what the charges are through the circuit court, but we're required by state law to charge a certain amount for each page of something that's recorded. So we recorded this, and it was, you know, $93 for the first page, and then it's, you know, $4 each page afterwards. And that's something that is required by state law, and actually goes to state, local institutions, and, you know, a little bit goes to the county clerk's office. And so we don't have a way to make it free at this point in terms of not charging the property owners. But what we are dedicated to doing is making it, you know, as hassle-free as possible, you know, following the law, following the rules. But being able to help property owners walk through the process from, you know, getting the certified deed with the racist language on it to take to the court to when they come back to us to have that redacted deed recorded.
Garrett, how much did this cost you and Elizabeth in dollars and in hours of work?
Oh, about $100, maybe $125 in total money. The hours of work was a little bit more because, again, I had to... before a form had been created, I had to teach myself, with the help of the Clackamas County Law Library, how to write a legal pleading, how to file it. You know, there are just some legal procedures I just didn't know. And so in terms of hours, it was, we testified before the legislature. So in terms of hours, it was probably closer to 50, hours. But it was over a period of 4 years.
And so any idea how widespread these old deeds might be? I mean, is it likely to find lots of these in the Portland metro area, maybe even in Southern Oregon and other cities?
I think the answer to that would be...
Go ahead,
yes.
Catherine. Yeah, yes?
Anything, you know, from before the 1950s would be something that you would want to look at.
Okay. Anything before the 1950s. All right. Yeah. Okay. Well, there's a chance for us to look at our deeds and consider what our property paperwork says. And there is a process now. There are more steps to the process coming with another wrinkle in the legislation effective January 1st of next year. But obviously it can be done now. Garrett Kepping and Elizabeth Zeller stayed to their guns and got their deed redaction and got the racist language taken out in Clackamas County for their Lake Oswego home. Garrett, thanks for sharing the story with us on the Jefferson Exchange.
Yeah, certainly.
And Catherine McMullen, Clackamas County Clerk, thank you for joining us as well.
Thank you.
This is the Jefferson Exchange. We'll return in just a bit. Stay tuned.